morning. So sit comfortably. Close your eyes. Take a moment first to come to your breath. Let your breath bring you to this moment. Your mind, your body, your spirit, all here. Now you may come to this yoga practice to release stress, to heal your body from injuries, to get a good stretch or a good workout. But what if it could be more? What if this practice today could light a spark in you? A spark that you can take from your mat into the world. Make a difference in your home, in your community, in the world. Let's drop our head down, let it rock from side to side. Back to center now. Let's take our hands to our heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity with our spirit. With hands at the heart, imagine yourself lighting a spark. And inhale, reach up, put your arms open wide, let your light shine. Exhale, come back to your spark. And with each breath, let your light shine bigger and brighter. Let your practice be all that you want and need, and perhaps even more. Come back to the heart, and we let the spark grow. Now inhale, reaching up into the sky. Exhale, fold into a forward bend, laying hands down onto the mat, stepping the feet back. Let's come to downward facing dog. Take a nice stretch into your body. Maybe lifting onto the toes and stepping one heel at a time down to the ground. Stretch till it feels good. And then let your hands walk back to your feet. Hang there in a standing forward bend. Gently releasing, relaxing. Let your practice be gentle, healing. And then hands come onto the mat again. We'll walk our hands forward, taking us right back again to downward facing dog. From here, we lay our knees to the mat. We take our hands underneath our shoulders. Inhale, cow pose, lifting the head and tail with an arch in the back. Exhaling, the arch moves upward, cat pose. Flowing back and forth. The back, concave, complex. Massaging our back and spine from the inside out. Next time we come to the cat pose, feel that cat pose, but then take your exhale down into your heels. And inhale, rise up. Reach your spark up into the sky. Exhale, come down, hands again onto the mat. Cow pose. Keep flowing like that.
rising up, spark lifting. Down one more time. Find your way into child's pose. The hips sink down into the heels. The hands reach forward, a nice extended child's pose, lengthening, quieting. At any time today during this practice, if you'd like to stop and rest, reflect, take time to come back to your breath, child's pose is a place you can come to. Always here. Always ready to welcome you back. Turn toes under the feet, hips into the sky, downward facing dog. And step our right foot forward, taking left knee to the mat. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhale, hands come down to the mat. Step back, sit down onto your heels. And inhale, rise up again. Exhale, coming down, reach your hands forward, take your shoulders over your wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, shoulders loop back as we lift into cobra. And exhaling, the hips reach into the heels, child's pose. Let's do that part again. Inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, cobra. And exhaling, child's pose. Turning our toes into the floor again, our hips up to the sky, downward facing dog. This time, step the left foot forward. Right knee comes to the mat, inhale, reach up. And exhale, hands come down. Step back, sit down onto the heels. And inhale, rise all the way up on the knees, reaching to the sky. Exhale, come back down, reach the hands forward, come forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Now do that part of the flow a few more times. Feel yourself coming alive. Take one last flow and find that it lays you back once again into child's pose. And now with everyone in child's pose, let's move on together. Toes under the feet, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. We'll walk our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, bend the knees, swing the arms down. Inhale, arms up, circling all the way around. Do that a few more times. Fan the flames of the spark at your heart. And then take one more circle at the top. Reach up, let hands come into the heart. Step to the front of the mat, let's take a sun salutation. Inhaling, we reach up into the sky. Exhaling, we sit down into chair. With an inhale, we're right back up again, adding a little back bend if it feels good. Exhale, swoop down. Inhale, lift up halfway. And as we exhale, we take hands to the mat, we'll step our right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, arms are rising. Exhaling, come down to the mat. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. With an exhale, we're back again to downward facing dog. Our right leg reaching into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And exhaling, hands to the mat. The left foot steps up to join the right foot. And with an inhale, we ride a wave of breath. Exhale, sit in chair. Inhale, right up to the sky. A little back bend if you like it. Exhale, dive down. Inhale, halfway lift. And exhaling, we lay our hands to the mat. Let's step our left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, touch the sky. Exhale, come down, touch the earth. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. And with an exhale, we're back to downward facing dog. Now our left leg is up in the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come down. Right foot steps up to join the left. Inhale, reaching to the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reach up. Once again, take the little back bend if you like. And exhale, pour yourself down. Inhale, look up and lengthen. And exhale, lay hands to the mat, step the feet back. Come to downward facing dog. Feel your breath bringing you to this moment again and again. Every time your mind wanders away, your breath brings it right back. Get what you want and need from your practice today, and maybe even more. So let's move into our standing flows. Looking to our hands, we walk or jump our feet forward. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, bend the knees, swing the arms, fan the flames of your spark, circle around at the top. One more circle, hands reach up to a prayer. Take the prayer to your heart and sit down into chair pose. Give that spark some strength, some power. And rise up, put your arms open wide, let your light shine into the room. Reach up, exhale, dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway. Exhale, let hands come to the mat, step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Last night I had the wonderful opportunity to attend a packed Tacoma Dome for an event called Be the Spark. A whole building full of people, all lit up. Let your spark light up. Shine into the room. Take hands to the heart. Let's add a twist now, taking our right elbow across our left thigh. Allow yourself to lengthen as you begin to twist around to the left, like a vine wrapping around a trellis. The featured speaker last night was Bishop Desmond Tutu. What an inspiring night. Now let your twist unwind. Take hands to the mat. Send the left foot into the sky behind you. Push back. And then walk your hands all the way back to the right foot into the standing splits. The head dropping down toward the earth as the foot reaches up toward the sky. And then walking hands forward. We come back to downward facing dog. You can leave the left leg in the sky or you can bring it back to the mat, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Right leg still in the sky or again to the sky. And step the right foot forward. Back foot flat down, reach up, warrior one. Grounded feet and a lifted heart, your spark grows.
Another of the speakers last night, Craig Kielberger, I believe his name was. When he was 12 years old, he read a headline in the paper about a boy across the world about his age. Because of a desperate family, he was sold into slavery. But he escaped, and for that was murdered. Straighten the front leg, take hands to the heart, step in a little if you want. We're making our way toward pyramid pose. Hands behind the back, fingers laced together. Roll the shoulders back. Let your heart open wide, let the spark shine. That moment lit a spark in Craig's heart. And at 12 years old, he gathered his friends together. And he began an organization that has grown. Free the Children, now in 45 countries around the world, has built hundreds of schools. One child. Tip the hips forward now. Come to a grounded pyramid pose. Slowly extending through our back, deepening the roots of our feet. Feeling our way into the opening of our body. And still the spark brightens. Hands come down to the mat. We step the back foot up to meet the front. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, swing the arms down, bend the knees, come up to a circle with your arms. Fan the flames of your spark. Come up once more, take hands to a prayer, sit down into chair. Give your spark power and strength. And rising up, let arms open wide. Let your light shine. And then reach up, exhale, dive all the way down. Hands come to the mat, inhale, lift up halfway. Exhale, fold forward, step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge, rise up. Joyfully. So Craig talked about his friendship with Bishop Desmond Tutu and how at one point in his life he could barely stand to look at the papers. All the horrible news, all the problems of the world. Take hands down to the mat now. Settle your left hand beside your right foot. Let's begin a circle with the right hand. First reaching straight ahead. And then as the right hand reaches to the sky, we open into another twist. The arms spread out, earth to sky. And then continue the twist all the way down and around and back to the mat. With both hands on the mat, step the right leg to the sky. And then walk hands back to the left foot, the standing splits. So Desmond Tutu's advice to Craig about looking at the newspaper. He said, well, that's funny you feel that way. Because when I look at those headlines, to me, it's an everyday God's to-do list. Then walk hands forward again. With the right leg still up or down to the mat, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Right leg either still in the air or again in the air. Big wide step forward with the right foot. Plant the back foot, open to warrior two. Wide open. Expansive. Create space across your front body for that spark to grow. Desmond Tutu also talked about that your spark doesn't need to change the entire world all at once. But perhaps you can change one little thing. Make a difference to one person. A little reach forward in this warrior two, turn the right hand over and stretch it all the way across the sky, finding your way into side angle bones. Feel the space grow in your right side body. Left hand reaches up to meet the right. Let's turn our feet around to the long side of the mat. Hands come to the heart, and then we'll tip our feet to the corners of our mat. And with hands at the heart, we sink our hips down. Give your spark strength and power. And then rise up. Arms wide open. Let your spark light up the room. And then take hands behind the back. Turn your toes around to the long side of your mat again. Let's take a first standing back bend. Little gentle one. Rise up from the foundation of your feet. Roll the shoulders down into your back and begin to let your heart light up the sky. Just to where it feels good. Slowly we come up. We shift our hands to our hips and we pour ourselves into a forward bend. Let your hands drop down to the ground. Let your back relax and release. Walk your hands forward just as if we were in downward facing dog with all 10 fingers pressing into the ground. Lengthening the back and arms away from your hands. And walk hands back under your face and then around to the front of your mat. Come onto your back toes. Take a step or two to come all the way forward. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, bend the knees, swing the arms, fan the flames. Circle at the top. One more time, the arms circle around. They meet overhead in a prayer. And exhaling, we sit down in the chair. Strength, power for that spark. Rise up. Let your arms open wide. Let your spark light up the room. To the sky and exhale, fold yourself all the way down. Inhale, lift to the horizon. Exhale, take hands to the mat, step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. So you've heard the words before. President Obama used the quote, "We are the ones we've been waiting for." Famous Gandhi quote, be the change that you want to see in the world. Take hands into the heart, let's add a twist again, let right elbow across the left thigh, lengthening as we turn to the left. Make your arms wide apart if you want, keep them tucked into a prayer if you like. Twist is going, to the right, I may have said the left. Unwind the twist. Take hands to the mat. Send your right leg into the sky behind you. And then walk hands back to the left foot, the standing splits. And then walk hands forward again.
Right leg, either still in the air or again in the air, step the right foot forward. Plant the back foot, reach up, warrior one. Breath takes us to this moment and all of its incredible possibilities. The newspapers, the stories of the world can seem so overwhelming. Perhaps it becomes a to-do list. Or perhaps it becomes like the story you've all probably heard, the girl who comes onto the beach littered with starfish, hundreds and hundreds of starfish, dying without the sea. Take hands to the heart, straighten the front leg, take a step in if you want, pyramid pose is coming soon. Hands around behind the back, fingers together, heart wide open. She picked up one starfish after another and threw them back into the sea. People told her it was no use. She could never save them all. But she said, I can save this one. Now tip the hips forward. Fold into to a grounded pyramid pose. A lengthening pyramid pose. A deeply present pyramid pose. Hands up down to the ground. The back foot steps up to meet the front. Inhale, rise up. Bend the knees, swing the arms, fan the flames, circle around at the top. And then hands meet overhead in a prayer. Exhale, hands to the heart, chair pose. Strength, power. Rise up, arms wide open, let your spark shine. And then reach up. Exhale, dive all the way down. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, hands to the mat, step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Breath, bring you right to this moment. The body is healing and opening. The mind is quieting. The stress is melting away. The muscles are strengthening and lengthening. And perhaps there's more. Hands come down to the mat. Now set your right hand next to your left foot. Let's circle with the left hand. First reaching straight ahead. Then up into the sky. And here's another twist. Stay here and open yourself even more. And then continue the circle down toward the back and on again to the mat. Take your hands to the mat, send your left leg to the sky behind you. Walk hands back to the right foot, standing splits. And then walk hands forward again. With the left leg up or back to the mat, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale, back to downward facing dog. Reach the left leg into the sky. The last bit here. Step or help, take a big long step forward with the left foot, warrior two. Opening, expanding. Breathing, experiencing. As many times as your mind wanders away, bring it back to your breath. Right back to this moment. Little reach forward, the left hand turns over, it streaks across the sky. Reverse warrior.
And hands reach up to meet together. We turn our feet around to the long side of the mat. Bring hands to the heart. Shift your feet to the corners. Sink down. Power and strength. And then rise up, arms wide open. Let your spark light up the room. Hands come around to the low back. Turn your feet around to the long side again. We come to another standing back bend, perhaps even deeper. Ground through the feet, rise up through the body. Tuck the shoulders down and back. And arch into a beautiful back bend. Only to that place where your body's happy, comfortable, and safe. And let your light shine. As you step off your mat today, don't let that light go out. Let it make a difference in your home, in your community, in the world. Slowly rise up. Hands to the hips, pour yourself into a forward bend. Drop hands to the ground, walk hands forward like downward facing dog. Walk hands back underneath the face. And then around to the front of the mat, onto the back toes, step forward. Last time, inhale, rise up. Bend the knees, swing the arms, and circle around. And then arms reach up to catch a prayer. As the prayer comes to the heart, we sit down into chair. Strength and power. And then rise up. Arms are wide open. Spark lighting up the room. Reach up. Exhale, dive down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, lay hands to the mat. Walk or jump your feet back. This will be our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Let your knees come to rest on the mat. Slip down and into your heels. Child's pose. The whole body expanding and contracting with the breath as it moves into areas that were tight and closed but now are open. Slowly look to the front of your mat. Lay your hands firmly down. Toes come under the feet and hips reach to the sky. Downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. And inhaling, we'll rise all the way up. Exhale, let hands come into your heart. And let's balance now. Let's begin our balancing series on the right foot, and let's start today with tree pose. With the roots deep, we'll take the left foot to the ankle, the calf, or the thigh of the right leg, and hands to the heart. Once you feel steady, if you'd like to, the arms can grow into branches that reach up. But all variations are welcome. Stopping and starting again is fine. There's no judgment in these moments. Just experience and breath, feeling, opening. And Now hands come back into the heart, and as they do, let's take our left knee forward. So the thigh is parallel to the ground. Pushing into the roots of our tree, we grow a little taller. And if you'd like to, you can straighten the left leg, or you can keep it bent. Your head, reach high. Now for those with an extended leg, bend the knee again and spread your arms out like the wings as we come to eagle pose. Wrap the left leg around the right. The right arm over the left. You can take your shoulders and give them a hug, or you can bring your forearms together. Feel the vision of an eagle. The focus. The power, the strength. And then step down. Give your right leg whatever stretch it craves. And let's come to balance then on the left side. The roots of the tree begin this balancing. The right foot comes to the ankle, the calf, or the thigh. Find your center. And then if branches emerge, they emerge. Bring hands again to the heart. Take the right leg forward this time. Thigh parallel to the floor. Push into your roots to grow a little taller. Straighten the right leg if you like. And then bending the knee, the arms extend out. The wings of the eagle. Wrap the right leg around the left. And the left arm over the right. In the Native American totem poles, the eagle is usually right there on top. It was seen as a direct link between the heavens and the earth. A spark. Release the pigeon. Step down onto 2 feet. Give your left leg whatever stretch it craves. And then reach into the sky with a big inhale. And with your exhale, fall all the way down. Hands come to the mat. We step our feet back once again, laying our knees down and finding our way into child's pose. This time, enjoying a side bend, walk hands over to the right. Back to center, and then around to the left. And once again, we come to center. Here we turn our toes into the mat, we reach our hips to the sky, downward facing dog. We move next into a nice deep hip opening with pigeon pose. You're always welcome to take the variation on your back if this one's not comfortable for you. Step the right leg forward, bend the knee, foot behind the left hand, knee behind the right. Lay the left leg down, find your stretch. Heart lifted or lower. Close your eyes, come to your breath, and find your way to this moment. Pigeon pose, deep, letting go. Feel in your right hip what you may be holding on to, that may be holding you back. Allow yourself to let go physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. Thank you.
take hands back onto the mat.
Turn the left toes under and send the right leg to the sky behind you.
Let's bring the right leg forward just as if we were entering pigeon pose again, with the foot behind the left hand, knee behind the right. But we'll hop the left knee snug into the right. And then spreading our feet open, sit down between the feet for a twist.
Right hand behind the back, inhale, left arm to the sky. Exhaling, let's bend the left elbow and hook it across the right thigh. And let this twist spiral around from earth to sky. Let it rise up through your back. And then the twist gently unwinds.
Swing the right leg back behind you as you set your hands onto the mat, and then step back, downward facing dog. Notice the difference between your right side and left. One heavy, one light. One holding back, one set free. Let's get that feeling on the other side now. Left leg steps forward, bending the knee, foot behind the left hand, knee behind the right. Lay your right leg down, find your stretch. Lifted or lowered. Feel your way into your left hip and allow yourself to let go. So as many of you are aware, for the last several weeks, I and some others here in this room have been participating in a group called What's Your Tree? A group that was formed by Julia Butterfly Hill and inspires activism. But what we're learning, it's that we didn't have to learn anything new or become anything different. All of the tools, the skills, and the passions were already there. It's just a matter of calling them up, distilling them, and now each of us has come up with a purpose statement. Our sparks have been lit. Take hands onto the mat. Curl the right toes under. Send the left leg to the sky. And then again, entering the twist, we bring the left leg forward just like pigeon pose, but hop the right knee in behind the left. With feet apart, we sit between the feet, left hand behind the back. Inhale, right to the sky. Exhale, hook the right elbow across the left thigh, twisting to the right, to the left. Like a corkscrew, it wraps around our body. And we breathe it in and through. And then the twist unwinds. Swing the left leg back, take hands to the mat. Let's step back to our last downward facing dog. With an equanimity, a feeling of aliveness in both sides now, light and free. Lay knees to the mat. Crisscross the ankles, swing your hips over to the top of your feet. Stretch your legs forward, let's take a forward bend. Inhaling, lift up into your breath. And then exhale, tip the pelvis forward. Fold into this forward bend. With no judgment, let it be wherever it is. Following your heart and your breath, not your mind. As you come to this reflective pose, literally folding in on ourselves, who or what inspires you? Who or what lights a spark in you? Walk our hands up our legs. And as we bend our knees, we'll lower gently onto the floor, right down onto our back. Fold yourself down. Once you're there, hug your knees into your body. Cradle yourself, rocking side to side.
until you feel like you're in a nice, centered, and comfortable place on your mat and on your back. And then knees above the hips, shins parallel to the ground, arms spread out onto the floor. A deepening connection to our low belly strength takes our knees halfway to the right. And with that deep belly strength, they come back up to center. And then halfway to the left. Now present and mindful, continue deepening the connection to your low belly strength, going side to side. If you're feeling even stronger, you can do this with straight legs. Know yourself, know your body. Back to center, we wrap our arms around our knees and let just our head rock side to side. And we're ready now to experience inversions. If you'd like, you can take a shoulder stand into a full inversion, lifting the hips and legs up above the shoulders, with hands supporting you at your hips. You can take a partial inversion of bridge pose, feet on the floor, hips lifted to the sky. In both cases, the heart above the head. So as we turn ourselves upside down, the spark does not diminish. If you've ever tipped a candle upside down, the flame doesn't go out, it grows bigger. Ironically, in children's yoga, the shoulder stand is often called the candle pose. I don't know that that's what they had in mind. But let your spark grow. Breath flows smooth and even, and we're right here in this moment. How can you make a difference? Just a little one. That's all it takes. How can you keep that spark alive when you step off of your mat? Begin slowly to take yourself back to the mat, laying yourself down as gently as you possibly can. And when you've come all the way home again, feel free to hug your knees, especially if you've been in a little backbend of bridge pose. And then let's take fish pose. With feet on the floor, we slide our hands under our hips. We stretch our legs all the way out. And sitting on our hands, the elbows come underneath our back, opening the shoulders, or closing your shoulders to the back, opening the collarbones. The head falls back and the heart lifts wide open. And you let your spark light up the room. Head rise up, laying the fish pose gently down onto the ground once again. Hands come out from under the hips. Our arms reach to the floor behind our head. For a moment, just lengthen here on your back in preparation for this last twist. And then reach down, take your right leg, gather it in your arms, and guide it across your body to the left. Our head will turn to the right, and we soften to allow this twist into our body. Not resisting, but receiving. And then the left hand drops away and we fall back onto our back. If you find yourself a little off center, scoot back. And when you're centered, stretch the arms and the legs. A full body stretch. And then take in the left leg in your arms. Guide the left leg across your body to the right now. Head turning to the left. Not resisting, but receiving. And the release of the twist brings us back one last time onto our mat. Center yourself here. Get something to keep you warm if you'd like. Lay yourself down for this final relaxation. Close your eyes. Do nothing but breathe and let your spark shine. This comes from Bishop Desmond Tutu. Do your little bit of good where you are. It's those little bits of good put together that overwhelm the world. And from the poem, The Power of One, one step must start each journey. One word must start each prayer. One hope will raise our spirits. One touch can show you care. One voice can speak with wisdom. One heart can know what's true. One life can make a difference. You see, it's up to you. Do your little bit of good where you are. It's those little bits of good put together that overwhelm the world. Practice to a close. This space is available for you to rest longer if you like. But when you're ready to start your closure, create a closure all your own that inspires you today. When you've had that closure, roll gently over onto your right side. Rest there, bathed in breath. And then again, with all the time you want or need, when you feel ready, come back at last to where we began. Sitting, centered, and grounded on our mat. And when you come here with gratitude for your practice today, for the gifts that you've received, for how wonderful you feel. Once more, our head drops down, rocks from side to side. As we come back to center, a wave of breath carries our arms into the sky to find one more prayer. We bring that prayer to our forehead for a spark in our thoughts today. to our lips for a spark in our words, and to our heart for a spark in our heart. May the sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.